When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, the Bitcoin price rebounds from $33,000 support as the U.S. dollar inflation comes back into focus. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis as Bitcoin enters massive accumulation. Both Bitcoin and Ethereum, with the renewed buy-ups, are likely to retest new price levels at $45,000 and $3,000 respectively. And as David Gochstein points out, inflation is killing your savings account, powering Bitcoin. That's right. Also in today's show, Bitcoin and Ethereum right for big breakouts, according to popular crypto analysts. We're talking about the pseudonymous trader smart contractor who tells his 155,000 followers that Bitcoin is forming a bullish pattern, indicating that a move to the upside is on the horizon, as he shares right here. To me, I see a higher low within a bullish flag forming. I am still bullish on Bitcoin from these levels. Also in today's show, I'm going to be sharing with you the one metric which will confirm the start of the next altcoin season, according to prominent crypto analyst Credible Crypto, who shares that the Bitcoin Dominance Index is poised for a rally relief, which might offer good opportunities for altcoin traders. Quoting him here, during our last bull run, there were multiple instances where BTC dominance spiked for some relief on its way down. I still fully expect new all-time lows on the Bitcoin dominance before this bull run is over. Eyes on alts if and when the Bitcoin dominance hits 50 to 55%. That will probably be the best time to load up on alts. Also in today's show, here's why Bitcoin is the reinvention of money, according to on-chain analyst and statistician Wooly Woo, who's calling Bitcoin the type of event that happens just once in 10,000 years. Quoting him here, the monetary base of civilization is about to be reset. More than reset, reinvented. People are looking at this as reinventing money. Money gets reinvented every roughly 100 years. And Wooly Woo believes that Bitcoin is the future of money and expects the Bitcoin price to reach $1 million per BTC in the future. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ethereum, and most of the major alts are currently correcting and in the red. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, cryptopreneurs? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And real quick, before I kick off today's show, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/cryptonewsalerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/cryptonewsalerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/cryptonewsalerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we? All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the comments below. I'm your host, JV. As usual, we have a lot to cover, so let's dive right in. Bitcoin prices steadied on Tuesday after closing the previous session at a 3.4% loss, supported by a weakening dollar sentiment ahead of the key U.S. inflation report due later on today. Spot Bitcoin exchange rates rose by a modest 1.3% to $33,096 after bottoming out on Monday to $32,996 on Coinbase Exchange. The CME Bitcoin futures was up 1.6% from its previous session low of $32,600. As you can see here, it shows you the Bitcoin futures reclaimed that $33,000 support after briefly flipping it late Monday. Meanwhile, the US dollar index was down about 0.03% ahead of the London opening bell. The index represents the greenback strength against a basket of top foreign currencies, Bitcoin and the dollar moved inversely in the week of key inflation reports and a crucial congressional testimony from the Federal Reserve Chairman himself, Jerome Powell. On Tuesday, the U.S. Consumer Price Index, known as the CPI, expects to post another significant spike in June, highlighting a run-up in inflation as the economy attempts to recover from the coronavirus pandemic slowdown. A Reuters poll of economists noted that the CPI might have increased 0.5% from May to 4.9% from a year earlier. Many traders bet on Bitcoin against the prospects of higher inflation, partly due to popular narratives that project the flagship crypto as a hedge against central banks' inflation policies that hurt fiat currencies. Purchasing power. That's right, because Bitcoin is a perfect hedge against a dwindling dollar. As David Gochstein points out, inflation is killing your savings account, powering Bitcoin. That, my friend, is a fact. In detail, the Fed has been running a $120 billion monthly asset purchase program since March of 2020, while keeping its benchmark lending rate near zero. As a result, the U.S. central bank's policies have doubled in size of its balance sheet to more than $8 trillion. Meanwhile, the same period has witnessed Bitcoin spiking up by 1,528% from 3,800 to almost 65,000, which is the all-time high. The cryptocurrency declined by more than half by the said mid-April peak, but sustained its overall bullish bias by relentlessly holding 30,000 as its psychological price floor, which is precisely where we're currently at. The support came extremely handy following the previous two CPI reports showing that inflation jumped to 4.2% in April and 4.9% in May. The uptick in the CPI readings is an indication that the economy has not healed completely from the pangs of the pandemic, and the crypto market is trailing the negative inflation figures, says Gustavo de la Torre. He shared that the lower Bitcoin prices combined with mixed economic outlook would drive more investors to accumulate the cryptocurrency. Now for his short-term prediction, he says, should the buy-up intensify, a price push up to $40,000 for Bitcoin may be seen in the short term. And additionally, Constantine of CEX.io warned about the Fed's potential hawkish reaction to further inflation hikes, noting that it might prompt the central bank to unwind its bond buying program and cut interest rates earlier than expected. Quoting him here, as things stand, the Federal Reserve has increased the size of its balance sheet from early 2020 to more than $8 trillion, a substantial rise, he said, adding that the lower crypto prices would keep serving as the right hedge against inflationary fears for the time being. And he further noted, both Bitcoin and Ethereum, with the renewed buy-ups, are likely to retest new price levels at $45,000 and $3,000, respectively. Let me know if you agree or disagree with his short-term bullish price predictions. Now, as Bitcoin enters accumulation, on-chain indicators continue to point towards an ongoing Bitcoin accumulation. As of last week's close, as per Glassnode's data, entities with little history of selling continued piling up for Bitcoin from weaker hands, while the net exchange flows dipped into negative territory, suggesting that traders have been withdrawing their Bitcoin from trading platforms to hold. And as you can see here, the Bitcoin supply held by whales with a balance of 1 to 10,000 BTC has spiked as trades near $30,000. Retail has been buying heavily for weeks now, but we finally got an uptick in whales that we've been waiting for, notes on-chain analyst Will Clemente, an independent market analyst. He also shares that there were 17 new whales birthed on the blockchain this week, and while at the same time the overall holdings of whales increased up by 65,429 BTC. That's right, the whales are accumulating in mass as they should be right now. And before I break down our next story of the day, Bitcoin and Ethereum ripe for big breakouts according to popular crypto analysts, as well as I share this one metric which will confirm the start of the next altcoin season according to prominent analysts, as well as here's why Bitcoin is a reinvention of money according to on-chain analyst Willy Wu. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. We see Bitcoin just lost that 33,000 support, now down 3.2% for the day, trading at about $32,500. We have Ethereum down 6%, trading under $2,000. Binance Coin down 5%, trading at $307. Polkadot down 5.5%, trading at $14.33. And Chainlink down 5%, trading at $17.21, as the entire crypto market is currently correcting. Now let's break down our next story of the day. A popular crypto analyst and trader believes Bitcoin and Ethereum are poised for huge breakouts amid the bearish sentiment in the digital asset markets. The pseudonymous analyst, known in the industry as Smart Contractor, tells his 155,000 followers that Bitcoin is forming a bullish pattern, indicating that a move to the upside is on the horizon. Quoting him here, to me, I see a higher low within a bullish flag forming. I am still bullish on Bitcoin from these levels. And as you can see right here in this chart, it shows you Bitcoin ascending up past $40,000. Now, according to Smart Contractor's chart, Bitcoin must take out the pattern's resistance at $35,000 to ignite a rally to $40,000. When do you feel this is likely to happen? Bitcoin breaking that $35,000 resistance and moving back on up to $40,000 plus? Let me know in the comments below. And looking at Ethereum, the crypto trader also believes that Ether is establishing a bullish higher low setup at $2,000 and is now poised to rally to just below $3,000 for a 40% surge. Quoting him here, five up and now ABC down on Ethereum/USD. I think we will form a higher low and continue up from here. However, invalidation is still below the $1,650 capitulation wick. And as you can see right here in this graph, it shows you Ethereum ascending past $2,800. Now, Smart Contractor uses the Elliott Wave technique, which is a branch of technical analysis that predicts future price action based on crowd psychology that tends to manifest in waves, hence Elliott Wave. According to the crypto trader, ETH has completed the ABC corrective pattern and is now ready to launch a new wave up. How many of you agree with this analyst that Ethereum is about to experience the next wave up? Let me know in the comments below. The widely followed crypto strategist is also keeping a close watch on the decentralized finance sector, better known as DeFi, which he says is performing better than the rest of the market. The trader adds that he has his eye on four specific altcoins in this nascent space. Quoting him here, DeFi has been holding up the strongest during the Bitcoin shop, is definitely looking like the fastest horse at the moment. And he goes on to share these particular four DeFi projects. We got SushiSwap, Synthetics, Aave, and Uniswap. Now, how many of you are bullish on DeFi? Let me know in the comments below. And which particular DeFi projects are you most bullish on? Holla at your boy. And before I break down our next story of the day, and I share the one metric which will confirm the start of the next altcoin season, according to prominent crypto analysts, as well as here's why Bitcoin is the reinvention of money, according to on-chain analyst Willy Woo. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting at $1.36 trillion with $62 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And current Bitcoin dominance is at 45.5%, with the Ether dominance at 17.3%. Now, checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have AXS up about 23% for the day and 107% for the week, trading at $21. We have Revain up 13%, trading at 0.007. Harmony up 7% for the day and 22% for the week, trading at 8.5 cents. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now, let's check out one of my favorite indicators, is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 20 in extreme fear. And you can see all throughout the last month, we've been stuck in extreme fear. Now, if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, like we're witnessing right now. BTFD, take advantage of that dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. A popular analyst and trader says he's closely watching a crypto index that he believes will signal the start of the next altcoin season. That's right, the synonymous trader known in the industry as Credible Crypto tells his 223,000 Twitter followers that the Bitcoin Dominance Index is poised for a relief rally, which might offer good opportunities for altcoin traders. Quoting him here, during our last bull run, there were multiple instances where the Bitcoin dominance spiked up for some relief on its way down. I still fully expect new all-time lows on Bitcoin dominance before this bull run is over. All eyes on alts if and when Bitcoin dominance hits 50 to 55%. That will probably be the best time to load up on alts. And he shares this graph, which shows the midterm target for the Bitcoin dominance between 50 to 55% and that the Bitcoin dominance will make a new all-time low before this bull run is lower. And he has an arrow pointing all the way down to 35%. Do you feel the Bitcoin dominance is likely to go that low? Let me know in the comments below. Now, traders rely on the Bitcoin dominance index to get a sense of Bitcoin's value relative to the value of the broader crypto market. A rising Bitcoin dominance is an easy way to see when Bitcoin's value is growing faster than the rest of the crypto markets and vice versa. Credible Crypto says that the Bitcoin dominance relief rally could mark the bottom for altcoins and the start of a new altcoin season, as he expects the index to continue its downtrend. And in line with his prediction, the crypto trader adds that he expects altcoins to rally in the midterm before pulling off one final surge in the next 6 months. Between the two rallies, Credible Crypto says he sees altcoins trading within a wide range. And checking out these tweets on Twitter, someone asked him, I'm curious, do you anticipate a big drop in the gap between both runs, or will the first lead to a high and then a sideways consolidation around that level before a final run up? And Credible Crypto responded, probably a sideways consolidation, but since these are alts, that could be a decent 20 to 40% range from the highs even. And another question here. One more question. When do you think the first alt season would occur? I remember you said we see a minor and a major run for alts in this cycle. cycle, Incredible Crypto responded. First major run in the next few months. Final major run once Bitcoin peaks in 6+ months. Probably. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with this crypto analyst, Credible Crypto. And as for Bitcoin, the crypto strategist believes that the largest crypto is gearing up for the next phase of its bull market accumulation, BTC. That's right. I would not be surprised if we witness supply shock as there's mass accumulation by whales and institutions right now in a very limited supply. And before I break down our final story of the day, here's why Bitcoin is a reinvention of money, according to on-chain analyst Willy Wu. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 830 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsjess.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and hit that bell icon to turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. You can also find me on all the major podcasts and platforms from Spotify to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. You can also follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So be sure to follow me there. All right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Bitcoin analyst Willy Wu is outlining why he believes Bitcoin is a significant advancement in the history of money. Wu, who earlier said this week, Bitcoin whale movements are signaling a bottom, maps out why he believes Bitcoin is reinventing the monetary system, calling Bitcoin the type of event that happens just once in 10,000 years. Wu says the flagship crypto will reshape the monetary system as much as the advent of currency did in the agrarian age. Quoting Willy Wu right here, the monetary base of civilization is about to be reset, more than reset, reinvented. People are looking at this as reinventing money. Money gets reinvented every roughly 100 years. If you look at when money was invented, it was the agrarian age. So we shifted from not trading to actually using money in agriculture. I think this is the same thing. We're going from this kind of industrial age to a digital age. But you know, it's the real first reinvention of money since the agrarian revolution. It's a 1 in 10,000 year event. That's right. And believing that Bitcoin is the future of money, who expects Bitcoin price to reach $1 million per BTC in the future. Quoting him here, Dan Held is calling this a super cycle. I'm thinking this might be the last cycle, meaning at this point, Bitcoin doesn't see this very strongly imprinted 4-year cycle, and we do one more random walk, and it's highly correlated to macro, and we just random walk all the way up to $1 million in a few years. And I agree. I predict a $1 million Bitcoin price by 2025. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. And referencing Plan B, the crypto analyst who uses the stock-to-flow price models to predict Bitcoin's short and long-term trajectories, Wu says he's on board. Quoting him right here, the top earner is roughly 1-to-1 the world GDP and market cap, which is what? $100 trillion? I think I concur with Plan B. Plan B is $100 trillion. That's right. With the current Bitcoin market cap less than $1 trillion and the total addressable market in the world being over $500 trillion, I feel it's very realistic for Bitcoin to reach a $100 trillion market cap. It's only a matter of time. And if we were to 100x in value from today's price of around $33,000, that would put each Bitcoin at approximately $3.3 million per BTC. And to watch this entire interview between Willy Wu and Anthony Pompliano entitled Bitcoin Super Cycle or The Last Bitcoin Cycle, check the show notes below the video in the description. Now for a quick recap of what I cover with you here in today's show, Bitcoin rebounds from $33,000 support as the US dollar inflation comes back into focus. Also in today's show, we discuss Bitcoin and Ethereum, ripe for big breakouts, according to popular crypto analysts. Also in today's show, I shared one metric which will confirm the start of the next altcoin season, according to prominent analysts, as well as here's why Bitcoin is a reinvention of money, according to on-chain analyst Willy Wu, who predicts a $1 million Bitcoin price inevitable, as well as a $100 trillion Bitcoin market cap. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? How low will she go? Let me know in the comments right down below. Well, that's going to conclude today's show. And real quick, before I go, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is BlockFi.com /crypto news alerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit BlockFi.com/crypto news alerts. Once again, that's BlockFi.com/crypto news alerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we?